from KQED.
The University of California has launched a new fundraising campaign, the Promise for Education Initiative, headlined by a number of celebrities. The idea is to coax young alumni into giving cash in return for something, which varies according to the individual making the promise. For instance, in return for $20,000, actor Jamie Foxx promises to rap like Bill Clinton, Monique from the movie Precious, and President Obama.
And yes, we can. Yes, we did. And yes, I will.
The campaign begins as UC Regents meet this week, a week which also marks the end of UC President Mark Udoff's tenure after five turbulent years. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis looks back at his time at UC, beginning with a visit to the UC Berkeley campus.
I'm standing in the center of Sproul Plaza. Now, this is the heart of the campus here at Cal. And in my hands is a picture of outgoing UC President Mark Udoff. And this is what students think about him.
I don't have any concrete opinion on what he has or hasn't done for me personally or, you know, for me and my friends.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. Nothing.
I didn't even know he left. I've been gone for a semester. I was studying abroad, so.
Technically, Udoff is still on the job. His last day is September 29th. Still, the fact that some students don't have much to say about him now is a huge shift from just a couple years ago, when it seemed he had a bounty on his head. Students erupted over back-to-back tuition hikes and shut down UC Regents meetings.
All right, please come to order. Should you continue to disrupt the process?
Wide-scale student protests rocked the UC campuses.
No lives, no lives, occupied.
So why the change? Proposition 30, a tax initiative approved last year, is restoring money to UC, allowing Udoff to balance the university's budget without touching tuition.
You know, I think it is a better place.
In an interview at his downtown Oakland office, Udoff acknowledges that he didn't accomplish all that he had hoped. On the one hand, he managed to keep the system together as the state's economy crumbled. On the other, he doubled tuition to offset a $1 billion loss in state funding.
I didn't expect it to be that long, that deep, that severe. I didn't expect $1 billion in budget reductions. I thought, you know, maybe a few $100 million. There was nothing in my professional life that prepared the baby boom generation for this economic happenstance.
Udoff came to UC from the University of Texas, and while he won the admiration of the Regents and even some faculty leaders, he never won over students, whose tuition went from $6,000 to $12,000 a year. Udoff says he had no option. He says what's often overlooked is that he also had to cut roughly $500 million from the university system itself.
Grand narratives are sometimes created which are untrue. And the grand narrative was to forget we had been cut $1 billion. And to say that rascal of a president, those rascals on the Board of Regents, they must enjoy raising tuition. They must be stealing the money in order to do this.
And that sentiment was unfortunate, says Bob Powell, the UC faculty representative on the Board of Regents.
I think he's done a remarkable job.
Powell says the public failed to recognize that some of that money raised by those tuition hikes went toward a new financial aid program for low-income students.
So he's really stuck by the idea of access, affordability, and to the extent that we can get through all of this with excellence, I think we've done it.
But others disagree. State Senator Leland Yee is one of Udoff's toughest critics.
You have individuals that are within the UC top management who are making more money than the President of the United States. They make more money than Barack Obama. I think that's where the optics are so horrible, so terrible.
Udoff says those compensation packages were needed to secure top-notch leaders. He hired six new chancellors during his tenure. Supporters say the team in place now will ensure UC's future success under a new president, Janet Napolitano, the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. Even student leaders are softening their opinions about Udoff. UC Student Association President Karima Ref says the outgoing leader has done a lot to repair strained relations.
He was president of UC in a tough time. I definitely don't agree with all of his decisions, but I'd like to believe that he tried to work for the best interest of students.
Udoff plans to spend his new free time writing a book or two, saying a tell-all is not out of the question. He will also return to the classroom and teach at UC Berkeley School of Law. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
Yudof talked with the California Report at length about his time at UC. We've got a link to that online at californiareport.org.